So something of this kind happens, is experienced, that when you make a small movement of development of consciousness, an influx takes place. So Whitehead is not completely wrong in speaking of ingressive evolution. This was the discovery made long ago by the Vedic rishis. In fact, the reason why Whitehead has been able to speak of this ingression can be traced also to this fact that Whitehead was a great follower of Plato. Plato, who lived 2000 years ago, Whitehead in 20th century, but he derived much of his philosophical wisdom from Plato. And if you study Plato, you will find that basic ideas of Plato were taken from the Upanishads. And Upanishads were derived from the Vedas. So the Vedic discoveries are at the root even of this latest theory of evolution, which seems to come to us from far off land. Now, what was the basic discovery of the Vedic rishis? I've spoken earlier, but in this context, I'll repeat. The Vedic seers discovered that there are three worlds of which we are normally aware. Which they call Prithvi, Antariksha and Jyav. Jyav is heaven, Antariksha is the atmosphere, and Prithvi is earth. Now these three words they use symbolically, that earth is the principle of matter, Antariksha is the principle of life, and Jyav is the principle of mind. So they had discovered that there are three things of which we are quite normally aware: physical world, vital world, mental world. But we see all the three interconnected here. We see a human being who is mental, who is vital, who is physical, all the three intertwined. But they discovered that there is a world where there is only life. There is another world where there is only mind. And there is a world where there is only physical. Like the present world in which we are living is basically physical. So they have discovered three worlds. The world of matter, world of life, world of mind. But then they discovered a fourth world. This was regarded as one of the greatest discoveries of Vedic rishis. A story is told in the Rig Veda that nine rishis were doing a lot of effort to go beyond limitations. Whatever their limitations, they were trying to go beyond their limitations, as we are now trying to go beyond our limitations. So we make an effort on and on and on and on. But they were not able to cross over the limitations. Then came a helper called Ayastya. And he gave the help in such a way that whereas previously they were not able to sustain the effort beyond a certain period, called nine periods, he was able to sustain the effort for 10 periods. Therefore, without Ayasya they were called Navagvas. With Ayasya they came to be called Dashagvas. And with that sustained effort of 10 periods, they were able to break the limitations. Limitations of the mind plane. And they discovered the fourth plane, Turiyam Svin. The fourth world, Turiyam means fourth, Svin means world. They discovered the Turiyam Svin, the fourth world was discovered. And they discovered that the fourth world is full of lights, automatic lights. It is like discovering one who has seen only night, and one day suddenly wakes up and the whole day there is light, and no sign of fading light at all. Similar was the experience of these rishis, that mind is like the night. And when they could break these limitations of the mind, they arrived at a kind of a world which was full of light, inextinguishable light. And they use this very word, ahaha. Aha means the day. That's why we have got saptaha. Saptaha, 7 days is called saptaha. So they say, we discovered ahaha. We discovered the day, which can never end. Unending lights, unending day, this was discovered. And where there is a continuous light, there can't be obstruction. If there is no obstruction, there can't be an error. Therefore, it was the world of truth, where truth was known automatically. You don't have to make an effort to find out the truth. You don't have to make an effort to expand yourself. Expansion was automatic. There was no effort to rule out a wrong action. Wrong action was impossible, because all wrong action is because of error and falsehood. Where error and falsehood don't exist, wrong action can't exist. Where there is a constant perception of the truth and the right, all actions will be right actions. So they discovered the world of the truth, the right and the vast. This is what they call Satyam, Ritam, Brihat. The three great words that they coined to expound this knowledge. That this world that was discovered was this world. And this was the capacity of consciousness. By developing consciousness, they enter into a world where the day does not set at all. It's a constant daylight. And you can remain there forever. They call it the home of immortality. There is no setting at all. The sun does not set at all there. Having seen this world, they declare that this is the place which is the highest goal of all of us. We are now discovering that we are all doing this labor for what? There is a further intention to break these limitations, to be able to live there. So the Vedic realizations were the realizations of this plane. Vishwa Aurobindo says, very few people have gone there. It is the Vedic rishis who have gone there. But that consciousness is so different from our night that to describe it is very difficult for us. You will see the last two lines, Sri Aurobindo speaks of the truth, the right and the vast. In the last two lines of the first paragraph. That is the description of the Veda, of the supermind. So they had discovered the supermind. And they had also given some kind of a hint, as a result of which today we can again reassemble. The process by which you can ascend into this supermind was somewhat explained by them. Not fully, but somewhat.